Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to this live-streamed Official Folk Albums Chart of the Year show 2021, presented by Folk on Foot and English Folk Expo. I'm Matthew Bannister, and in the next hour or so, we're going to be counting down the best-selling folk albums of the year 2021 and revealing the number one. And we'll also have live or exclusive performances from some of the brilliant artists who've featured in the chart, including the Spellsong Supergroup, the Sea Shanty Stars, the Longest Johns, the amazing Spars and Bowden, and the wonderful Catherine Priddy. And we have with us a small but perfectly formed audience. Let's hear from them now. They're really punching above their weight when it comes to making a noise. Now, I was supposed to be presenting this show with Bristol's own Lady Nade, but I'm very sorry to say that she's not well and she's snuggling up in bed with a hot water bottle at the moment, but she did manage to sit up long enough to send us this message.
Hi, Matthew. Hi, everyone. I'm sad to not be joining you at Cecil Sharp House. I hope you all have an amazing evening and I'll definitely be watching from home. I'm a big fan of the Official Folk Album show, but sadly, I've tested positive for COVID. So it's another isolation party at home for me. This funky jacket on top and PJs on the bottom. I'll be live in the chat and comments, sending my love to everyone out there. Stay safe. Maybe you can see my PJs. They're funky, like my jacket. Love you all.
Well, we love the PJs, but we're sorry that you're not feeling good, Nade. We're all sending lots of love for a speedy recovery. But that is the bad news. There is some amazing news, some good news, that at the last minute, the singer and songwriter from Somerset, Kitty McFarlane, has dashed up to London to help me present the show. So, Kitty, it's just great to have you here. Thanks ever so much for dropping everything and coming to join us.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here. Thanks for having me. And sending loads of warm wishes to and lots of love to Lady Nade back in Bristol. It was a bit of a mad dash, but we're here now. And what an amazing lineup we have for you all tonight. And we can start that right now with a hugely original and talented artist whose extraordinary guitar playing made a big impact when her album Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain first hit the chart in 2021. Here with us live is Gwennifer Raymond.
Thank you.
Jennifer. That was amazing. Thanks so much. It's lovely to hear you play live. And your album, Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain, is at number 37 in the chart of the year. Many congratulations. I want to know more about the title and where it comes from. Where is Garth Mountain and what are the strange lights?
So Garth Mountain is... I grew up in a small village in the Rhondda called Taftswell, and Garth Mountain kind of looms large over it. I went to primary school in Garth Mountain, actually. But anyway, that whole album's kind of about sort of memories of my childhood to a certain extent. At least in hindsight, I think that's what it was. Anyway, one of my most distinct memories of high strangeness in the Welsh Valleys is... I was very young, and I remember my mum and my sister coming home from the co-op, claiming to have seen UFOs flying over the peak of the Garth Mountains. Wow. That sort of always stayed in my brain as like a distinct memory of my childhood. So I guess it's about that somehow.
Amazing story. I love that. I love how the co-op features as well. So how important was it for you to have your album get into the official folk albums chart?
Yeah, no, it's kind of great because... I'm kind of a strange artist. I don't really fit into any strict category, which is useful when you play festivals. It's great to love them. But to be kind of, accepted into something like, I'm a huge folk fan, but I've never really known whether or not I sit really in that. But to be accepted into that kind of folk community, it's great. No, it means a lot.
Oh, well, you're definitely accepted in the community, and it's lovely to have you here. And you're going to play something else for us now, I think. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm going to play Hell for Certain, which is another song about a childhood in the South Wales. My house was at the railway station was right at the foot of our garden, especially my mother's family, for sort of history is sort of steeped in that. We're all railroad workers, and so the tracks at the bottom of my garden, the coal train steaming through and rattling all the glasses, and like the fact that all of that sort of part of my family worked on the railway means like. I don't know, I think about trains a lot, and they mean something. And there's kind of this strange tie in that way to, like, the sort of, almost like, kind of that Western cowboy aesthetic, which is another sort of thing which I've kind of grown up somewhat obsessed with. So it's kind of an amalgamation of, I don't know, Welsh cowboys, I don't know, and trains, and coal, and
Brilliant.
Hell.
Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Gwennifer Raymond with Hell for Certain from her album Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain, number 37 in the official folk albums chart of the year. But let's find out where some of the other albums are now as we get the first chart countdown from Kitty.
At 40, it's Martin Simpson's Home like Recordings. For the times they are changing. At 39, John Bowden with Last Mile Home. At 38, Chris Drever and Where the World Is Thin. And only so is the rise and fall of the tides and scapa flow. At 37, Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain from Gwennifer Raymond. At 36, Saint Sister and Where I Should End.
Oh, I love you, honey. This is nine, it's heaven.
At 35, John Francis Flynn's I Would Not Live Always. At 34, the Pogues classic BBC Sessions from the 1980s. At 33, Seth Lakeman tells A Pilgrim's Tale, the first of two entries for him.
Hear the woodlark singing on his sad and mournful air.
At 32, the late great Jackie Leavens, Straight Outta Caledonia. And at 31, Sam Lee with Old Wow.
Awake thee, rise. For life she is calling thee.
Well, there have been loads of albums that have made a big impact on me personally during the year, but one of them was I Would Not Live Always by the Irish singer and songwriter John Francis Flynn, which is at number 35 in the official chart of the year. Jude Rogers in The Guardian wrote, "He has a voice like old leather, blunt yet sincere, holding his notes like bagpipe drones, resisting all weathers. Around it whirl traditional instruments and Tascam four-track cassette tape loops, masterminded by composer Ross Chaney, giving the album an unearthly intensity." Well, John Francis is playing a gig tonight as part of his UK tour, but he has sent us this video of Lovely Joan from the album. And watch out for the old man and the cat.
Fine old man it was indeed, mounted on his milk-white steed. He rode himself all alone, until he came to Lovely Joan. Good morning to you, my pretty fair maid, and twice good morning, so she said. He gave her the wing, she rolled her eyes, as he to himself, "I'll be there by and by." Don't you think those looks of a pretty little place for us to play? Follow me like a sweet young thing, and I'll give you my golden ring. Taking off his ring of gold, my pretty little miss, to this behold. I freely give it for your maiden head, her cheeks they blush like the roses red. his horse and tore away. He called, but all in vain. Young Jones, he never looked back again. She did not think herself quite safe until she reached her true love's gate. She robbed her lord of his horse and his ring and left him to rage in the meadows green.
the extraordinary music of John Francis Flynn, winner of the RTE Radio 1 Awards for Best Folk Singer and Best Emerging Artist in 2021. I think I might just follow suit and take my neighbour's cat out for a drive one day. But his album, I Would Not Live Always, is at number 35 in the official Folk Albums Chart of the Year. But who else is in the lineup? Here's Matthew.
At 30, John Smith and The Fray.
Family day. You always said you'd die before you put on a ray.
At 29, Spires and Bowden on Fallow Ground.
And I'll tell you the reason why. It was to a jolly old cook because my watch did supply.
At 28, Peggy Seeger's First Farewell.
Her own gravitational plan. Then I'm hitting the road with Father Time dragging me by the hand.
At 27, The Emancipation of Eva Gray by Thea Gilmore.
Should I not recognize the score?
At 26, Corinne Polwart and Dave Milligan's Still As You're Sleeping. At 25, Settlement from the Straws.
Times of courting, times of pain, times when all was lost.
At 24, Arrivals by Declan O'Rourke.
Stars over Kinvara said welcome home.
At 23, Peace is the first of two entries for the Levellers. At 22, Afterlight by Afterlight.
The longest mark by far is the slow assassination of the years in which I loved, or tried to at least, in the way.
And at 21, Hamish Hawke's Heavy Elevator.
To see your life turning sour and quick and early. Can't believe the speed the scaffold rises round me. Rest of the hill, not where I need it to be.
So at number 29 in the chart of the year are Spires and Bowden, who reunited as a duo after a long break and released their album Fallow Ground. And I'm delighted to say that they're here with us in Cecil Sharp House live right now to remind us what we were missing when they took that break. So please welcome John Spires and John Bowden.
Share a ball in with thirst.
whatever you got, Jim, just hand me the first. Well, it ain't told in history, and it ain't put in print. But Jimmy drunk acid will never awake. Saying that's the stuff, Jimmy, Christ, strike me stone dead. This'll make me the ringer of Stevenson's shed. And all the next day, as he served out the beer, trembling with worry and fear, too nervous to argue, too anxious to fight, thinking that Shearer might not last the night. But the very next day when he opened the door, well, in come the Shearer, a bawling for deranged, and holes in his hide like a dog with the mange. Oh, then says Jimmy, how'd you like the new stuff? Oh, it's all right, says Bluey, but I ain't had enough, for it sets me to every cough that I make sets me whiskers on fire.
Thank you both so much. That was really beautiful. And John, I can reveal that you are actually, in fact, in the chart three times with your solo album Last Mile Home at number 39, your duo album Fallow Ground at 29, and still to come is the Bellowhead Reassembled album. So was it your intention all along to go for total chart domination last year?
Well, I think it's a kind of musician panic response, isn't it? When, you know, make an album. So I think a lot of people in lockdown sort of made lots of albums, so that's sort of what happened with me, yeah.
Well, it definitely paid off. And this album kind of feels quite upbeat and bright. Was it always your intention from the start to set out to make something quite positive feeling?
Well, I think it was quite serendipitous, actually, that we were putting it together under the lockdown conditions. We were always going to make this album, and we've always made albums as a kind of chart of music that we're into at the moment. And so I think probably that might have subconsciously led us towards cheerier material, more upbeat material than is usually thought of in the folk canon. But yeah, it just happened that way.
Yeah, it definitely feels like the right time to be releasing stuff that's a bit positive and cheery. And I think you're going to play some more tunes for us. So would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, it's three tunes. First tune's a Morris tune. You can introduce the first tune. Okay. I can't never remember where it's from. Where's it from?
Yeah, it's from a village called Filkin, so it's actually an orphaned Morris tune. It doesn't have any dances that were recorded with it. So it's the Morris dance tune for a Morris dance that's been lost. And then we go into a tune called Saltash, which is a Cornish dance tune. And we finish off with a tune from Cumbria called William Irwin's Modal Hornpipe.
Lovely. I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
always a joy. Spires and Bowden with the Cuckoo's Nest tune set from their album Fallow Ground, number 29 in the official Folk Albums Chart of the Year 2021. Well, now, this show is taking place just a day after we heard the terribly sad news of the death of one of the UK's greatest folk singers. Norma Waterson's powerful and expressive voice made her a much-loved legend, and of course part of the Waterson-Carthy dynasty that has done so much to reinterpret and pass on our musical heritage. Well, in July 2018, I went walking with Eliza Carthy for Folk on Foot near the family home in Robin Hood's Bay. And Eliza asked if I'd mind if the rest of the family joined us for a sing-song round the kitchen table in the farmhouse where she grew up. Mind? I nearly bit her arm off. So I had the extraordinary privilege of sitting round the table as Norma, Mary and Anne Waterson joined Eliza and Martin Carthy to sing a Lowell Waterson song, Some Old Salty. And tonight, I'd like to share the film of that occasion with you again as a tribute to Norma.
Some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly roller, jelly, how he used to rock me. Salford, North Sea, we're step further than the eye can see. He had a head like a toy shop. Bullock stands up. It must have been the rolling sea. Now some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly roller, Jerry Lee, how he used to rock me. Old fair waltzers, bopping to Brenda Lee. River some old salty, oh how he used to rob me. Jelly roller, Jerry Lee, how he used to rob me. Down there for dancing, come on Mr. Chester, please. Lady has got one more round. Some old salty's on his feet now. Some old salty, oh, how he used to rob me. Jelly roller, Jerry Lee, how he used to rob me. Salt fair North Sea, we're step further than the eye can see. He had a head like a toy shop. Bullet stands up. It must have been the rolling sea. Now some old salty, how he used to rob me. Jelly roller, Jerry Lee, how he used to rob me. Brenda Lee, riverboat jazz cruise, we drive into the 219s. Now some old salty, oh, how he used to rock me. Jelly roller, Jerry Lee, how he used to rock me. Chester, please. Lady is gone for one more round. Some old salty's on his feet now. Some old salty, how he used to rob me. Jelly roller, Jerry Lee, how he used to rob.
It still sends shivers down my spine. That was the late, great Norma Waterson. And we send our deepest condolences to Eliza, to Martin and to the rest of the family. And if you'd like to offer your support to Martin, we'll post a link in the chat and on social media where you can do that. But now let's get the next chart countdown from Kitty.
At 20, the Levellers return with their classic Glastonbury Set from 1992. At 19, the second album from The Spell Songs, Let the Light In. At 18, Pete and Diesel are live at Barrowlands 2020. At 17, Seth Lakeman's back with Make Your Mark. At 16, Richard Dawson and the Finnish heavy metal band Circle present Henki. At 15, Catherine Priddy's acclaimed debut, The Eternal Rocks Beneath. At 14, the great Christy Moore is flying into mystery.
We'll be walking down the plank, the clock winds down.
At 13, Nature's Light from Blackmore's Night. At 12, Bellowhead are reassembled. And at 11, Boss is the first of two entries from Jamie Webster.
Well, now, last month on the Official Folk Albums chart show, I spoke to Robert McFarlane and Julie Fowlis about the second album from The Spell Songs, inspired by Robert's writing and the gorgeous illustrations of Jackie Morris in The Lost Words and The Lost Spells books. And even though the album only came out in the middle of December, it's at number 19 in the chart of the year. The Spell Songs are Beth Porter, Julie Fowlis, Jim Molyneux, Kareen Polwart, Chris Drever, Rachel Newton and Sekou Keita. And right now, as we speak, they're playing the second of two gigs across the other side of London at the Cadogan Hall. I went last night and it's an amazing show. Not just the great empathy between those fantastic performers, but the alchemy of Jackie Morris painting otters and a red fox live on the stage. Well, we really wanted the Spell Songs involved in our show, so we went along to their sound check to film two exclusive tracks, and here's the first of them.
Spell, oh, spell.
Swifts are here again. Shredding the sky in their hooligan guns.
Spell, spell.
Those handbrake turners, those wheelie pullers, those fighters up of the afterburners.
Spell.
That was absolutely amazing. I feel I should actually come in with a big round of applause and cheers as if there was an audience here, but we're in the sound check. Corinne, what does it feel like to be back on the road with this extraordinary bunch of musicians?
It's great. It feels we've got good energy about us. We're all here, which feels like a small miracle. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
And I wonder, Beth, if you, when you get back together again, and I know you wrote this album in a house in the Lake District, when you got back together again, did it all just slot into place, or did you have to get used to each other again?
Yeah, I think we needed a bit of rehearsal, but I think we all came prepared with our little bits and put them together. And actually playing live together is easier than practicing at home, I have to say.
And Julie, one of the great things about this show, and Jackie's here at the back, Jackie Morris, is that when the show happens, Jackie paints live on stage. What's that feel like when you're singing and she's creating behind you?
It's incredible, but actually it feels totally natural as well, because this project is entirely based on Jackie and Rob's work. So to have Jackie here, she was part of the creation of all the music, so her energy is in the music. So to have her here painting just feels like the most natural thing in the world.
Mm. And Rachel, it's so much more than a music project, this, isn't it? Because the books have taken on a life of their own. Do you have a sense of being part of something much bigger than just the music?
Absolutely, and I think that makes it all the more special. And yeah, it kind of, it's bigger than all of us, which is quite freeing and liberating in a way. It's really special.
Well, you're going to play another song for us now, Seku. I wonder if you could just introduce it for us. What are we going to hear?
Jay, it's a tune that actually, when I first received the book, like Beth said earlier, we come a little bit prepared. Opened the just random page came to Jay. And the way that Rob written, the patterns of the writing are so rhythmic to me, and also the beautiful work of Jackie, really. I can see in my imagination that's here, busy Jay doing his job. So this is what came out in the head at the time.
Well, I'll get out of your way. Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spell Songs with Jay.
Thank you.
Songs with the beautiful Jay from their album Spell Songs 2, Let the Light In, currently number 19 in the folk chart of the year. And this whole project wouldn't be happening without English Folk Expo, who came up with the idea of the chart in the first place and commissioned it from the official charts company. And they're also co-producing this live show with Folk on Foot. So we're joined by English Folk Expo Chief Executive Tom Bestford. Hello.
Hi.
Great to have you here. So why did you commission the official folk albums chart in the first place?
Well, when the lockdown happened, we realised that was kind of putting pay to all of the live music, and we just thought, OK, how can we keep folk music in the public eye? How can we keep presenting all these great albums? And we noticed that there wasn't a specific genre chart for folk music. So we went to the official charts company and said, look, how would this work if we set one of these up, and went through all the algorithms and systems and stuff that you need to make a chart happen, and came up with the official folk albums chart. And what was really then important to us was that we wanted to continue to support artists by investing in PR, so that every month we've got somebody shouting about all the fantastic new albums that are coming out in this broad genre. And that's meant things like the fantastic Folk on Foot chart show, but it's also meant loads of local radio and press featuring the charts, and hopefully that's just kept folk in that public consciousness.
And a year on, how do you feel about it now? And has it sort of surpassed your expectations?
Personally, I have discovered so many fantastic albums and artists as a result of these charts. Every month, we're looking down for the new releases and thinking, goodness me, this is really special. And what I've also really enjoyed is it showcased the complete range of what we call folk as a genre, from some of the more commercial singer-songwriter to proper trad, finger-in-your-ear folk, like I love. In addition to that, we've had brilliant representation from England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland as well throughout the course of the year, and that's been really great to see.
And any standout moments looking back over the months that you kind of look back on fondly and are memorable for you?
One of English Folk Expo's programmes is our artist mentoring programme. And there was one particular month that I think we were all humbled and honoured to see three alumni of that programme, Chloe Foy, Lady Naid, and of course the fantastic Catherine Priddy.
Brilliant. Oh, well, Tom Bestford from the English Folk Expo, thank you so much.
Well, perhaps one of the most amazing success stories, as Tom says, from the chart's first year has to be the Birmingham-based singer and songwriter Catherine Priddy. Her album, The Eternal Rocks Beneath, went into the chart at number 2 and then rose to number 1. An astonishing achievement for a young artist just starting out on her career. And the album is at number 15 in the folk chart of the year. And I'm delighted that Catherine is here with George Boomsma, and they're going to sing Indigo from The Eternal Rocks Beneath. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Priddy.
You were raised in a forest, it grew straight and tall. As you weave through the trunks, you fell desperately small. The taller you grew, the taller the trees, and you'd run home all muddy and graze both your knees. And there in the middle stood a tall slender beech. If you raised both your arms, you found you could reach the base of the branches, and upward you swung.
The forest she whispered as all her leaves sang to indigo eyes, there's a child that hides in the stars. They call out to their runaway bride. Oh, you. Oh, come home now, darling, the journey's done. Your troubles are old for a body so young. You were the first and the last to climb up the tree. You slept in her branches, you whispered that she had been there from the first. She'd be there till the end, and you'd weave her your stories of myths and pretend. And there in the night came a mighty great storm. As her body was torn, you cried when you found her, and after you fled, but nothing could silence the voice in your head. Oh, you. Breath cloud on a window, a shadow
Catherine, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much indeed. I think there's going to be a bit of retuning going on now, isn't there? George is going to take charge of that while we have a chat.
My roadie, my band number.
So it's been quite a year for you. I wonder what it felt like. First of all, when the album went into the chart at number two, were you happy about that? Or were you just a bit disappointed?
Really disappointed. No, I was absolutely delighted. I was kind of... My ultimate goal was top 20, and I thought that was stretching it. So when it went in at number two, I couldn't believe it.
And then it went to number one.
I know, yeah, it was mad.
Did you have a bit of a celebration?
We did, yeah. A cork was popped that evening. no, I couldn't believe it. Like, for a first album, I don't think you really have many expectations because you don't know what to expect. So the fact that it did that well was really, really exciting.
Extraordinary. Yeah. Would you tell us a little bit about the album? Was it a long time coming? Did you work on the songs for quite a long time in advance?
Yeah, I mean, some of the songs in there I wrote when I was kind of 15, 16. I've been playing for a really, really long time. In fact, Indigo, that one, was one of the first songs I wrote, and it was one that I'd really kind of got bored with and didn't really like anymore. But then you go into the studio and you kind of bring other instruments in and breathe new life, and I kind of think I... found a newfound respect for that song. And so it was nice to kind of rediscover some old songs and just parcel up that period of my life and songwriting in one album and, yeah, kind of draw a line under it. And I'm really excited about the next stage now.
So. Yeah. So are you working on some new songs?
I might be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I might be.
And you've had quite a year too because, unlike most people, you seem to have been out on the road. You seem to have been, you know, playing gigs. That kind of, you've been supporting Richard Thompson.
Yeah.
And then you had your own headlining... tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did that happen? You've got some kind of miracle luck?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I remember just before I had 26 dates between kind of October and Christmas. I remember my Facebook and my Twitter was just full of cancellations and either because people had COVID or because venues were shutting down or whatever. So the fact that all 26 gigs went ahead, I feel incredibly lucky about that. Yeah. But it was just amazing to be out there, and people were really happy to be enjoying live music. And I hope that this next year will be a lot easier on that front.
And so. Playing the London Palladium?
Oh, yeah, that was a bit nuts. I think, yeah, that was one of those ones where I'm glad I didn't go and sit in the seats beforehand, because I went and sat in the seats to watch Richard afterwards, and you suddenly kind of see the size of it, and yeah, I'm glad I didn't do that before I went on stage. But
so you're going to play another song for us now. I think the guitar's ready. Is it ready, George?
It's ready.
Yeah,
it's ready.
Okay, great. So what are you going to play?
I am going to play a song called Eurydice, which was also on the album, and it's based on a Greek myth. There's two songs on the album based around Greek myths, and I won't tell the story of it because people have probably may have heard me talk about it before, but yeah, it's probably my favourite song from the album, so I thought it'd be nice to play it.
Okay.
Thanks.
So while Catherine gets her guitar on, we will wait for Eurydice from the Eternal Rocks Beneath.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're darker these days, I thought you were sun. Stars in your eyes when your shirt is undone. Your skin is full moon, a reflection of light. It sleeps in the daytime, stays up most of the night. A loaded heart. behind me, I loved you blindly.
Catherine Priddy with George Boomsma singing Eurydice from her debut album The Eternal Rocks Beneath in the Folk Chart of the Year at number 15.
Well, now, obviously, Catherine's done well and she has a growing army of fans, but even she can't compete with our next guests. Thanks to a postman called Nathan Evans from Airdrie in Scotland, sea shanties were the hottest thing in music around the world last year. Nathan's posts on TikTok got him millions of followers and a music career. But the Bristol-based band The Longest Johns had been singing shanties for years, so they were well-placed to jump on board. Since then, their version of the old wailing song The Wellerman has been played over 14 million times on Spotify. They have a Twitch channel. I did have to look that up, but it's been watched for over 100,000 hours. And last year, they made a video of the Wellerman with 6,500 fans and fisher folk all taking part at once. Their new album, Smoke and Oakham, is just out, and we're delighted to welcome Jonathan J.D. Daly, Andy Yates and Dave Robinson to sing a track from it. Now, keen-eyed Longest John's fans will notice that the fourth member of the band, Robbie Satin, is missing. Unfortunately, he tested positive for COVID, so he can't be with us. But the other three are soldiering on with a kind of version of him, as you'll see. So perhaps we shouldn't call them the Longest Johns. Perhaps they're the Medium Johns or the Three-Quarter Johns. Anyway, take it away, lads.
Oh, come on, all you workers who toil night and day by hand and by brain to earn your pay, who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead.
We're the first ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that high in the sky, and we're always the last. When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
In the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines, we've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job with slide rule and stopwatch. Our pride they have robbed.
We're the first ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that high in the sky, and we're always the last. When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
And when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth,
though we've never owned one lousy handful of earth. We're the first ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that high in the sky, and we're always the last. When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
And all of these things that the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun, we've been yoked to the plough since time first began, and always expected to carry the can.
We're the first ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that high in the sky, and we're always the last. When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. We're the first ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last. When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
Well, that was fantastic, guys. A really rousing socialist call to arms to get us underway. And I'm not sure that Robbie was really pulling his weight.
Yeah, he tries. He still somehow manages to be the most charismatic, even when he's made of cardboard. You know.
He's still learning.
I wonder if you're moving away from the sea shanties now for your new album.
Not especially. I mean, there's definitely a few different things that we've tried, but then we've always kind of experimented and gone into different folky things. There's definitely a few more things moving in the more Americana direction on this album, which has been a big influence for us for quite a few years anyway.
So when this sea shanty craze began with the postman in Scotland, and you've been singing sea shanties for ages by then, you were kind of well-placed to capitalise on what was going on TikTok. But were you aware of social media crazes around sea shanties before that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the whole thing with Wellerman, I mean, we heard it from a band called Kimber's Men a few years before, and we recorded an album in 2018. But we really started to see it go crazy on the internet in August 2019. So we use social media and the internet a lot for creating stuff. We create like weekly YouTube videos and all sorts of different things to try and get more of this music out there and in front of people for the first time.
And do you use gaming as well?
We do. So the very first video we started doing with the Wellerman was in a game called Sea of Thieves, where we sung that at a bunch of people, surprising them in the game. And it went really, really big on the internet. And for us, every couple of months or so, it seemed like our listener base would double overnight and it would get shared around on another platform. And the whole sea shanty TikTok thing had been going on for about a year and a half or so before even the whole thing kicked off last year in January. So there was already this kind of really great movement and group of people who loved the music and were enthusiastic about it. It's just there wasn't anything kind of galvanizing them at that point. And then when the whole thing kicked off in January, it wasn't just that people liked it and could share it anymore, but they could actually take part as well. And that's what the whole music and everything is about, and why folk music and shanties are so special, is that it's not just a thing from the past, but it's those amazing things that are still relevant and special today, and people can put their own touch and spin on it.
And the amazing thing about it was that it came at the time of lockdown as well, which meant that people were isolated, but you brought them together. You had a community project with 6,500 people singing the Wellerman online. That must have been some undertaking.
It was incredible, yeah. We did one before then. How many did we get?
We hoped for 100 and we got 500.
Yeah, yeah. So we were like, oh, let's do another one. Now lockdown's here, so really bring our fan base together. And we got like way more than we thought we'd get, which is amazing.
Who edits the thing?
My wife, generally. Fortunately, she's been working like TV and stuff like that for quite a while. So she's been absolutely essential in doing a lot of the stuff that we create online, especially.
Amazing. Yeah, and you're off to America, I think, to play some dates now, presumably because of the following you've built there online.
Yeah, we've always seen a kind of massive contingent of our listeners over in the US. So this will be our first time to go over there and meet some of them and have them, join in with singing all the songs on stage, and it'll be great.
Well, I hope everyone's going to join in now, because I can't let you go unless you sing the Wellerman for us. Will you do that?
It'll be a pleasure.
The Longest Johns, well, three quarters of the Longest Johns and Robbie are going to sing the Wellerman for us. Take it away, guys.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of that ship was the Billy of Tea. The winds blew hard about it, down below me bully boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore, and down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. Our hands to the side, harpooned and fought her when she died down below. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come
come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on, the line's not cut, and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his irregular calls to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
I never thought I'd see an 18th century whaling song going viral on TikTok. That was the Longest Johns, whose album Cures What Ails Ya is at number 9 in the official folk albums chart of the year. But who is at number 1? We're about to find out.
At number 10, this is The Kit with Off, Off, On. When she came into her power. At 9, the Longest Johns ride the wave of the sea shanty craze in Cures What Ails Ya.
One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
At 8, it's Grace Petrie with Connectivity. At 7, Kate Rusby's Hand Me Down. At 6, flights say this is really going to hurt. At 5, Johnny Flynn and Robert McFarlane's Lost in the Cedarwood. At 4, Ferocious Dog and The Hope. At 3, Jamie Webster's second entry, We Get By. And at 2, it's Laura Marling with her exquisite Song for Our Daughter.
We wander the landscape in this unbearable pain. Oh, my, your fortune can shake.
So, drum roll, please. The best-selling folk album of 2021 is Good Woman by The Staves. They are the sisters Emily, Jessica and Camilla Staveley-Taylor from Watford, and this is perhaps their most revealing and personal album yet. It was written after a series of life-changing events, the loss of their mother, the birth of Emily's baby and the end of a five-year relationship. And the album's been in the top 10 all year, so perhaps it's no surprise that it's at number 1, but it's a good excuse to hear the title track one more time. This is Good Woman by The Staves.
Well, you say what you want, you never go back. My song is a song, even buried in the black. Well, I cover my mouth, and I strain my back. Well, I cover my mouth, and I strain my back. I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. Be kind. Good.
That was Good Woman by The Staves, the best-selling folk album of 2021.
And what an amazing time we've had here at Cecil Sharp House. Thanks to all the artists for taking part and to the English Folk Expo, who commissioned the chart and who've co-produced this live show with Folk on Foot, and to Northern Cowboy Films, who made it all happen.
And, of course, Kitty, thanks to you for stepping in at the last minute and doing such an amazing job. Let's give Kitty a round of applause, shall we? Yeah. I'm going to be back next Tuesday with the regular chart show for looking at the sales over the last month. This is going to be a podcast, so if you want to relive it, you'll be able to do that. And we're going to have a new episode of Folk on Foot featuring the great Shetland fiddle player Morris Henderson and his friend, the luthier and guitarist Ewan Thompson, teaching me how to dance the Shetland reel on the beach in Shetland. So that's coming out in the middle of February. Don't miss it. Join us for that. Support us, please, at folkonfoot.com. And please keep on buying the albums of the artists you love and going out to support their gigs. Have a good evening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.